WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. We have our weekly jazz review now with music critic Francis Davis. Jazz is always called the improviser's art, but there's a new emphasis on composition in some of the most original music in jazz today. Davis says a good example of this is the new album You Know the Number by saxophonist Henry Threadgill.
Jazz scripture insists that composition is a frill, at best a springboard to improvisation, at worst an impediment to it. But jazz scripture also insists on progress, and in the past few years, improvisers have been retracing their steps. Composers have been the ones breaking new ground. Henry Threadgill is a perfect example of such a composer. Threadgill is probably best known as the saxophonist in Air, the cooperative trio from Chicago that won applause for Air Lore, their 1979 album of Scott Joplin and Jelly Roll Morton compositions. The widespread critical acclaim for Air Lore was partially based on a misunderstanding, though. Air Lore triggered the realization that great jazz composers shouldn't have to be physically present in order for their works to be performed. But it should also have triggered the realization that composition didn't have to remain a dirty secret any longer. The plaudits for Air as a unit deflected attention from Henry Threadgill, the band's most prolific and ambitious composer, and its most commanding soloist. But it's been impossible to overlook Threadgill since he began moonlighting as leader of his own sextet. RCA Novus has just released You Know the Number. This is the fourth album by the Henry Threadgill Sextet since 1972, but the first one on a label large enough to give this fabulous music the promotion and distribution it deserves. Not to overlook the improvisatory prowess of Threadgill and his band members, what's special about You Know the Number is Threadgill's writing. It's painterly in its tonal abstraction, cinematic in its emotional ratio. I could choose any of the album's six tracks as an example, but the piece that strikes the most satisfying bargain between composition and improvisation is Silver and Gold, baby, Silver and Gold. It's a dirge for commiserating bass, cello, and alto saxophone. We'll pick it up from the middle, beginning with Threadgill's alto solo. It's a largely improvised passage, ironically, but a good illustration of how, for Threadgill, composition doesn't cease when the solos begin. Saxophonist Henry Thregill from his new LP, You Know the Number. I suppose a valid criticism of this album might be that Thregill is so even-handed a bandleader that he shortchanges himself as a soloist. For those who prefer to hear him in a less structured setting, I can recommend Air Show, the excellent new LP by Air on the Black Saint label. It features six yeasty Thregill compositions, some with vocals by his wife, the singer Cassandra Wilson. Together, Air Show and You Know the Number confirm Henry Thregill's preeminence among jazz composers in a period in which the composer is finally usurping the improviser as the pivotal figure in jazz.
Our jazz critic Francis Davis is the author of In the Moment, Jazz in the 1980s.